Good afternoon, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all today. As Tom and Jody have suggested in their very kind letter to CTTT members, we desperately need community at this time when it feels like we've been knocked down to the ground by last week's election results. We may be feeling stunned, shocked, anxious, devastated, confused, empty, frightened, and yes, enraged. And right now, we may have difficulty holding on to any optimism and keeping our anger in check, anger that can become sarcastic or judgmental about how others think and what they do. And yet, our nation needs us more than ever at this time in history. So it's also time to get moving again. But first, we need space to heal with others. A safe space to dust ourselves off and then work together to rebuild and strengthen our foundation. A time to rebuild our relationships, fueled by the beauty of nature, listening to a calming and lovely music, or spending time with close friends and loved ones. At Coming to the Table, we believe that meditation is an important tool in mediating racial trauma. The ability to be mindful in stressful times is a skill that can greatly improve our ability to respond to ourselves and to others with kindness, compassion, and wisdom. Mindfulness can calm our strongest emotions, remind us of what is important, help us to heal when we are suffering, and give us wisdom and tools for our important work together. Ultimately, it can contribute greatly to our own healing and to our healing of the world. So today, after this introduction, we offer a meditation that may help us bring us back home to ourselves. This meditation is offered in memory of our own Fran Sutton Williams, who died recently, and in honor of Tom, who's stepping down from his position at CTTT. Both were crucial supporters of the forming of the meditation working group. And I'm just going to start with a very short poem by Wendell Berry that has meant so much to me. It was sent to me on 9/11 by my best friend, and it's called The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. And for a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. As we begin our meditation, first I want to share with you a breathing technique taught to me by our Qigong teacher. This exercise has had a significant effect on lowering stress and anxiety, according to studies at Stanford University, and it is called the physiological sigh. It was actually programmed into breathing machines during the COVID crisis for acute pulmonary cases. Very simple. You just take one deep breath and then, without releasing, another short breath and then breathe out. The first inhale is almost to capacity, and the smaller second one opens up the air sacs in the lungs. This removes carbon dioxide, slows the heart rate, and increases the level of oxygen in the body. 5 minutes once or twice a day can make a huge difference in overall emotional health. Let's try to do maybe five before we start the meditation. The meditation today is inspired by traditional mindfulness practice, the Vietnamese monk Thich Nhat Hanh, often called Thay, and the work of author and meditation teacher Tamara Levitt. You may want to lie down on a bed, recliner, or floor, or you may want to sit in a comfortable chair that feels stable. Closing your eyes or simply softening them so as not to be distracted. Feeling the weight of your body as you lie or sit. Imagining that the earth is inviting you to let go and to be held. If you have been struggling with worries or other strong emotions, do your best to see if it's possible for this time together to relax your body and mind, but also releasing any pressure for this experience to be other than it is for you. Allowing your arms to rest at your side or palms down on your belly, and beginning to connect with the rise and fall of your belly as you breathe in and breathe out. Becoming aware of your slowly breathing in and out, finding your own rhythm. Beginning to notice the pause between breathing in and breathing out and breathing in again. There is a golden point, a hesitation, and trusting that the body will on its own breathe again. Pondering on this pause, this trust, noting how it feels for you. And noticing any tension now in your body, wherever it is. Letting your eyes feel soft, relaxing your spine, settling into your bed or chair, breathing in, feel your belly slowly inflating like a balloon, breathing out. Feel the release. And when your mind wanders or an emotion comes up and you are becoming aware, know that that's normal, that's not a problem. Just consciously release it as though it's a cloud above you that is drifting away. letting thoughts arise, drift up and pass away for now. And shifting your attention to the body, becoming aware of any tension or pain that you might be holding, and ever so gently bringing your attention to that place, perhaps encouraging it to soften through the breath. And starting with the crown of your head, still breathing slowly and easily, breathing in and breathing out. Scanning your head now, noticing any tension at all, perhaps softening your brow, relaxing your jaw, even forging a gentle, relaxed smile with your mouth and eyes. Softening your neck and shoulders, your arms, hands, and fingers, and your upper back. Becoming aware of any obstruction or tension and softening it. Now moving down through your chest into the heart space, giving yourself some love the way you usually send love to others, with right intention. Breathing in, then breathing out. If thoughts intrude, simply blowing them away and returning home to the breath. Perhaps beginning to feel relaxed and more at peace. Next, bringing your focus to your belly. Noticing how it is feeling as it expands and contracts. Noticing how you may be starting to relax and feel more peaceful. Just below your belly is the lower dantian, the seat of life force energy in your body, according to Chinese medicine. The sacred place where energy or qi is produced. Many breathing practices are practiced here. Now breathing into this body wealth and feeling how it may connect with the whole body. Finally, bringing your attention down the legs, thighs, hamstrings, knees, calves, and finally the toes, softening any tension you might feel, appreciating how your feet sustains you. And now, for a few minutes, just breathing in and out. And now, move back again to your heart center, breathing into a space that might be hurting. And if you feel comfortable in doing so, and only if it feels okay to you, consider the feeling that is the strongest in your heart right now. Knowing that you are in a safe space with like-minded others. Identify that feeling, that emotion, and rather than getting lost in it, try to just breathe into that space. In and out. In and out in your own rhythm. Perhaps you want to console that feeling, giving it permission to stay if it's not ready to leave, or permission to leave when it is ready. With a loving intent, just be with that feeling for a while. Slowly breathing in and out. Not thinking about anything else, but giving yourself permission to feel and to love and take care of the feeling. And finally, consider opening to the possibility that you, as you are in the life you are currently leading, could feel safe, protection from harm. Noticing as you invite this possibility into your awareness and feelings of resistance, tension, or rigidity towards feeling safe. Sometimes fear or sadness may arise as you open to this possibility, noticing any sensations, emotions, or thoughts that might arise. Or you may also notice a softening in yourself and open possibility to this possibility of being safe. And when you feel ready, repeat these words silently to yourself. May I be safe? May I be safe and protected from harm? May I be safe and protected from all inner and outer harm? Can you possibly feel an opening? A receptivity to this possibility for yourself. That you, in your life as it actually is now, could feel safe. And now allowing yourself to open to a second possibility. The possibility that you, in your life, the way it actually is now, could be happy, could experience feelings of peacefulness and calmness. Allowing yourself to open to this possibility and noticing any resistance that might arise. And when you feel ready, repeating these words or something like them. May I be happy? May I be happy, peaceful, and calm. Noticing whatever arises as you consider this possibility for your life, that somehow you could be happy, you could find peacefulness and calmness. And also noticing any resistance or open or neutral feelings about this possibility of happiness. May I be happy. May I be happy, peaceful, and calm. And now, allowing yourself to be opening to another possibility. May I be healthy and strong. May I be as healthy and as strong as is possible for me. May I be healthy and strong. Noticing as you repeat these words, any changes that might be happening in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, any tendency to move towards this possibility or away from it. May I be as healthy and strong as is possible for me. May I be healthy and strong. And now opening to even another possibility. Imagining that it could be possible for you to care for yourself with a sense of joy and a sense of ease. Also noticing as you open to this whether there's some resistance to it, or whether there's actually a softening and an opening to this possibility in life for you. Can I actually care for myself? Can I feel joy? May I care for myself with joy and ease? May I care for myself with joy and ease? Being curious about any changing of sensations or emotions or thoughts as you open yourself to this possibility for you. May I be safe and protected from all inner and outer harm. May I be happy, peaceful, and calm. May I be as healthy and as strong as is possible for me. May I care for myself with joy and with ease. Allowing these possibilities for loving kindness to be present for you. This feeling of being truly safe, happy, calm, healthy, and strong, and joyful and at ease, allowing you to be fully present to these qualities in the moment. And time does not allow us to continue with this, but this loving meditation practice is then offered to close friends and loved ones, and then those that you know only slightly, then to those you may not like very much, and even to those who have hurt you. Please listen to this quick final story. The lotus starts its journey in the mud under the still and reedy water of ponds and lakes. As it begins to grow toward the surface, the plant develops a tightly closed blossom. It stays so tight that none of the mud and the water can get inside the blossom. The lotus begins to grow slowly, pushing past other plant matter and lily pads in the way so that it can rise out of the water. Once on the surface, the blossom, completely clear and bright, begins to open, one petal at a time. finally showing all of its inner beauty and strength. May we all learn from the patience and beauty of the lotus blossom. Let it be so. The end.